You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the government announced a number of research grants for data science projects. One of the recipients was Tehiku Media, a Kaitia-based charity, for their multilingual language platform, Papareo. Ben, stop laughing at me. Beginning with Reo Māori, their research aims to bring minority languages to our digital devices, creating capabilities such as text-to-speech. Bonnie spoke with Peter Lucas, the CEO of Tehiku Media, about the importance of daily engagement with technology in Reo Māori as a learning tool. He began by telling us a bit more about the platform, Papareo.
Papareo is essentially a multilingual language platform, and our focus is going to be developing cutting-edge natural language processing tools, and we're going to start with Te Reo Māori. Recently, we embarked on developing the first ever system for transcribing Te Reo Māori speech to text. We also developed a synthetic voice in Te Reo Māori, which was another first. We also spent time developing the first ever digital pronunciation model for Te Reo Māori. So when I think about this project, I can't help but reflect on who are the people that have really put their heart and soul into this kaupapa after 30 years of our organisation being an active charity in Kaitaia. And so I believe that this award celebrates the efforts of our kuia and kaumātua, our rangatahi, and our whānau hapū and iwi, and our marae from Tehiku o Teika. But I think it's important to note that this language platform project, Papareo, is not just for Te Reo o Te Taitokero, or Te Reo o Tehiku o Teika, or Te Reo o Te Aupouri. This language platform is a multi-language platform, and we hope to include as much regional variation as possible of Te Reo Māori. Regional variation is the cornerstone of our iwi dialects, and I think it's important to note that this is not an iwi-centric project. This project is for Te Reo Māori, which is a national treasure, and it's an opportunity for us to ensure and enable that all New Zealanders can use Te Reo Māori when they engage with their digital devices. We also think about the opportunity for New Zealand English to be better complemented in the way in which it's used with digital devices, and also our Pacific languages or our sister languages through the Eastern Polynesian and Western Polynesian branches of the languages, the Māori language families that the Māori belongs. So these are some of the things that we're excited about, and we're also mindful that tamariki, family, they spend a lot of time on their devices. So in terms of having access to Māori language, it's exceptionally important to ensure that our language, Te Reo Māori, has a digital future.
And why is it especially important that Te Reo Māori has a digital future?
Te Reo Māori has endured policy, government policy, that was systematically directed to achieve language genocide and cultural genocide of Te Reo Māori and Tikanga Māori. And so when we think about the 180 years of colonisation over the last few generations of our Māori people, we can't help but see the language decline and the cultural decline amongst our whānau. And so when we think about digital devices, they play an important part of our daily life. And if we hope to reverse the systematic genocide that was very much a part of families losing Te Reo Māori as a method of communication, I think we have to work with our people where they are at. And when I talk about our people, I'm talking about our tamariki, I'm talking about our kaumātua, I'm talking about our whānau, I'm talking about the citizens of New Zealand. And Te Reo Māori is a unique part of the fabric that makes up New Zealand identity. And so when we talk about ensuring that Māori language has a digital future, it's very important. Because if we do not ensure that Māori language has a digital future, it will not have any future.
And so is the intention that this could function as some form of language learning tool?
An important part of learning any language is having quality pronunciation models to really model your own pronunciation off. it's important to have quality examples of te reo Māori. And so an important part of learning any language is having access to those. And this papareo seeks to really provide quality examples for people to model intonation off, for people to model rhythm off, vocabulary use, when we think about vocabulary comprehension and word order, and when we think about transfer learning. And transfer learning is when we consider how do we translate between Māori and Hawaiian rather than translating between Māori, English, and then to Hawaiian.
And what would you say to those people who would say that, you know, it still can't beat learning te reo in person at the marae?
There is no better way to learn Māori than intergenerational transmission of te reo. I would agree that there's no better place to breathe life into te reo Māori than at the marae. And the marae is an institution that we can all be proud of. I'm a marae committee member. I'm the deputy chairman of Mahi Māori Marae. When was the last time you attended your marae, dear?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't have a marae, and I'm aware for even many Māori, that's not a reality or even a practicality to be able to attend their marae regularly enough for it to be an effective language learning space.
Many of our people have left those traditional tribal areas in search of a livelihood, in search of jobs, and their families are raised in the cities. It's important that we provide digital access for whānau, wherever they are, to have access to te reo Māori. Many whānau, many families, many houses in New Zealand do not have a speaker of te reo Māori in them. And the only Māori that they have access to in terms of Māori language is perhaps through iwi radio or Māori television. Papareo hopes to provide an access point for increased use of te reo Māori through providing quality examples of te reo. And we're basically teaching computers how to speak Māori. To cut a long story short, we are teaching computers how to speak Māori. And you might think, what is teaching computers how to speak Māori? Well, it's natural language processing. Natural language processing is a form of artificial intelligence.
And so looking to the future, obviously you spoke about how there's more that needs to be done in terms of incorporating dialectal differences, but when do you hope to have this available, this technology, to the public?
Front and centre for us is planning. This is a 7-year project, and we're really excited about what papareo can provide for te reo Māori, Pacific languages, and New Zealand English. And we want to support the growth of a multilingual Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.